Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, January 7th, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a slightly higher open with S&P futures up 0.1% at 4:40 a.m. Eastern Time. The 10-year yield is roughly flat at 1.73%. European bonds remain under pressure early on Friday. The dollar is largely flat versus the yen, but a little lower versus the euro and sterling. WTI crude is higher, but off its best levels. Gold is largely unchanged. Industrial metals are broadly higher. Cryptocurrencies are down again, with Bitcoin at September lows. COVID news remains top of mind, with the WHO pushing back against complacency about apparent milder symptoms, given the death count is still rising on the sheer number of cases. It has been noted that actual infections are likely being underreported amid a testing bottleneck. Market focus remains on hawkish takeaways from the FOMC minutes and rising bond yields, though momentum has moderated with markets now awaiting the U.S. employment report due out this morning. Today's report is expected to show a 400,000 rise in payrolls, according to FactSet Consensus, after November's 210,000 gain. The unemployment rate is seen edging lower to 4.1% from 4.2%, and average hourly earnings are forecast to rise 0.4% month over month. Also recall that this week's U.S. initial jobless claims were somewhat higher than expected. It has been busy overall on the macro data front. In Japan, November household spending and nominal average wages both came in below consensus. Also in Japan, Tokyo core inflation for December logged the highest reading since February of 2020. In Europe, German November industrial output fell slightly, but exports rose. November trade balance figures from both France and Germany were below expectations. Swiss retail sales figures beat. Eurozone November retail sales, Eurozone December CPI, and consumer confidence are also due out this morning, but post this recording. On the U.S. macro calendar, the aforementioned December employment report, and also consumer credit. In corporate news, GameStop shares are indicating a significantly higher open, trading up over 20% at one stage in after-hours markets, following a Wall Street Journal report that the company plans to launch a division to develop markets for NFTs and establish cryptocurrency partnerships. Sonos is also indicating a higher open following reports that Sonos has won an ITC ruling, finding that Google has infringed on certain patents. And in M&A news, the New York Times Company confirmed an agreement to acquire The Athletic for $550 million in cash. Asian equities finished mixed on Friday. Hong Kong turned around a lower opening to close higher and end the week with a small gain. Mainland China bourses remained underwater. Japan also closed down, but well off its lows. Australia finished higher to retake much of Thursday's losses. Korea finished higher with Q4 results from Samsung Electronics well received. Taiwan saw some profit-taking as hardware names fell, and Southeast Asian markets were mixed. In news out of China, Bloomberg cited a local TV network interview with the China Securities Regulatory Commission chairman that aired on Thursday. The interview offered reassurances that the regulator would adopt various measures to avoid volatility and firmly prevent big fluctuations. Also from Bloomberg, an article highlighted early reads from provincial governments in China, affirming lower growth expectations. European indices have opened mostly in negative territory, but are off their worst levels early in their session. On a busy day in macro data, German industrial production was notably disappointing, with data showing that supply chain bottlenecks and rising producer prices continue to take their toll on production. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Friday, January 7th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.